I don't do normal interviews. I just kind of like to have conversations, but I have stuff to kind of cue me and stuff. So the first thing I wanted to ask you is, have you heard a lot of, speaking of what you and I were just talking about, have you heard a lot of DJs kind of try to announce your CD and kind of say that was Peaches and this is, and what have you heard them try to do given the name of the CD?
I haven't heard it at all on radio.
So what would you, well, okay, so let me ask it another way. Well, that's even funnier. What would you?
I saw it once on TV where they put stars, in the places. They put father and then an F and then star, 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 CKER.
That's funny. What would you like them to do if you had your way, other than saying it, obviously?
Well, obviously, I would like them to say it, but what would I like them to? I'd like them to say it. Just come right out and say it. That's what I'd like.
Be nice, right? So, you've done a lot. I think you kind of really, am I wrong that you really hit first in England? At least with the new stuff that you've been doing. Am I wrong about that or am I right about that?
Yeah, I kind of take it this way. I mean, when I started out, I was in Canada. I moved to Berlin, and then actually New York was really into it
Right.
when I came to opened for Elastica on a tour, and I guess that started, London on it, and then everywhere.
What part of Canada are you from?
Toronto.
Mom's born in Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but I love Toronto. So what is the difference, though? I mean, in terms of audiences, and it's funny because Katie, our producer, and I, Katie produces the show. We were talking about this the other day that, San Francisco audiences are really different than LA audiences, but New York audiences even, New York audiences are kind of elite. They either really love you or they don't. And I'm speaking as a guy who was born in Queens, so I know that. So the audiences in England, the audiences in New York, and especially with what you're putting out there these days. Tell me a little bit about the audiences and reaction and how you feel about all of that. And is there really a kind of a difference?
I don't really find a difference. I think that though the people, whoever they are, my audience, which is actually pretty wide range and probably all kinds of people except for the most important target market for commercial radio, which is boys ages 14 to 25. But I think they're starting to dig it too now. There'll always be a group of trannies at my show. There'll always be a group of bears. There'll always be all kinds of, lesbian girls, all kinds of indie rockers, all kinds of punk rockers, really young people, and also people who've been around a long time. It's a pretty cool audience, and that happens everywhere. I pick up those people in every country I go to. Every city. A lot of people ask me, like, when you play in America, it must be really hard because you know what you're doing. And I tell people, like, America's, it's huge. It's a huge country. Can you imagine that huge alternative,
Yeah, Tennessee's a little different than California. It's a little
Well,
different than
yeah, well, obviously it's not good. But, when I go to Atlanta, Georgia, you still have that. I mean, it's a huge,
But
in every
Atlanta has
city,
a
there's
huge
always.
gay population.
That's true.
Mass, massive.
That wasn't a
So,
good example. Okay, even in yeah, and then
but
you
people wouldn't think so.
right,
People think of
right,
down
and then
south.
Texas, they always think, well, it's like no, there's, they have to kind of fight harder or something. They're like more hardcore.
Exactly. So, have you heard the new Patti Smith album? And do you kind of still wish? Well, but I know you kind of. It's an interesting thing because I think a lot of people, at least interviews I've read, they go out to approach you as like you're doing something incredibly radical and incredibly different. And I think my opinion of what you're doing is you're emulating a lot of things that you loved and that you liked, and you have a message you want to put out there, and that's all cool. But I mean, do you kind of wish that you were doing all of this back when, when the Patti Smiths and the Ramones and the Pretenders doing Precious and all that, do you kind of wish you were doing this back then instead of today with all the things that are going on?
No, not at all. I actually feel that I thought what I would be doing would just wouldn't be so radical, actually. I thought I didn't even think I would get so much of a reaction, actually. It's just thinking about what I wanted to hear and the holes in music that I wanted to fill, sort of speak. And it turned out to be something radical and different and actually really important to happen right now.
But when people are taken aback by your music, when somebody comes up to you, a critic or, you know, or even some of the, you know, whoever it is and says, you know, what's the deal here? Do you just tell them to go back and listen to Precious by the Pretenders or earlier stuff and just say, okay, I'm just now doing today's version, you know, of what needs to be heard? Do you say that?
Yeah, I do say that. I like I said before, I just don't think it's so radical, especially right. You take that song. Precious was like one of these songs that totally, when I was, you know, 13, I was like, or 14, like, what? No way. She said blank, blank in that song or whatever, you know?
Right.
And also Tattooed Love Boys, one of my all-time favorite rock lines is in that.
Well, you also, I mean, in the riffs you've selected and the beats and all of that, and of course, obviously, you know, Bad Reputation. I mean, you did that. I mean, do you think people take, let's take the other side, do you think they take it too seriously and that you know, I kind of read somewhere that you didn't even intend to put that on the album, you kind of did it because it was fun. So when people take you really seriously, do you just want to say, you know, can we have some fun with this too, in addition to the message?
Well, actually, that's my point, is actually to enjoy the music first, because if people don't enjoy the music and don't want to sing along, then the message doesn't get transmitted. I don't really care about a message if the music isn't good. I think that was a lot of the problems, actually, with a lot of really great women, more artists, turning over to being musicians, and somehow the message and the lyrics stood out too much, and the music,
and the music
wasn't strong enough,
good.
And it
yeah.
wasn't good. And to me, it's like, no, the music's got to be good, because that's how I was singing along with all these lyrics and things like Led Zeppelin's Soul of a Woman Was Created Below, or like early blues that said, squeeze my lemon till the juice runs down my leg. Like, so I want guys and girls to sing along with, you know, There's Only One Peach with the Hole in the Middle, or I Like Girls and I Like Boys, or Shake Your Dicks.
Makes sense. So I know you're probably tired of this question, but it's, if I don't do it, my audience is going to be like, you didn't ask the Iggy question. So you went down to Florida, and was it as amazing as you thought it would be? And were you kind of honored and amazed that he wanted to do Kick It?
Yeah, actually, so many things that happened to Peaches and what I'm doing have been mistakes, you know? Like, all of it, basically, one big, not mistake, but just accidents.
And happy accidents
happy
is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I met Iggy Pop in L.A. because I played at this Henry Fonda Theater the night before, and I just went to the Shortlist Award, and there he was. And, you know, you just have to watch him, and you can't help but be completely overwhelmed and excited by this performance again and again that he does. So I ran down and met him, and then asked him to come to see me play in Miami. And he really liked the show, and he really got it, which I was actually surprised that he wouldn't be, you know, shocked that I didn't have a band. But he really loved it, and he even wanted to put Rock Show on his album, you know, just sing over it. And so he wanted to do Kick It, and he wanted me to write the whole thing, too. That was, like, amazing also. Like, he trusted me to write it, to give him a voice in it. That's pretty crazy.
And do you think that now that you've done that, do you think people are expecting different things of you, because the rest of the album is different, a lot of it, than that song? Of course, the great part about it is that it is getting you out there. You know, that it is forcing people to, you know, to listen.
Well, to me, it's no different from Rock Show or Sucker on my last album. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's people's own perception that they need to have someone like Iggy Pop to understand what I'm doing. And that's fine. And I even get some critics thinking that that's why I have him on the album. But as I said, it's a happy accident and a natural progression. So I don't know.
Kind of rocks, so who cares, right? I mean, does it really matter in the long run what the whole purpose is?
Exactly.
So, because every interview I read, people are trying, you know, do you think that people are taking the lyrics and the act and everything that you're doing too seriously? And do you sometimes just want to say to them, you know, come on, kids, this is showbiz and this is supposed to be fun?
Yeah, a lot of people I get a lot of different attitudes. Either the people think I'm really angry, and then on the other side, people think I'm really funny. So that in itself is really funny to me, that I can have such opposite reactions. I mean, I just get all kinds, and I just, yeah, I can't prove it any more than what I do. How can it not be fun and totally just entertaining and completely energetic and just like right there and now? I don't know what to tell people anymore.
So do you think that it's all, I mean, not that it's gotten too corporate, because I'm never one of those people that does an interview and says, what do you think of corporate rock and roll or any of that kind of stuff, because who cares? But do you think that it has gotten, you know, because Bowie comes out and does a slick show, but I just saw him, and the fact of the matter is that he does a slick show, but then he gets in the mood and he says, you know what, I'm not going to sing what's on the list, I'm going to do this. And he's very casual about it, and he's secure in all of that. And, you know, he's an example of doing it right, but do you think that a lot of it, without criticizing other people, that the reason people might miss some of what Peaches is doing is because of, you know, where a lot of it has gone?
Where a lot of what?
Well, I mean that it's gotten very, very corporate and, you know, very definitive. It's like we're trying to put something out there.
Well, Peaches is corporate?
Well, no, that's what I'm
saying.
I'm saying you're not. Oh, I'm saying you're trying to do the opposite and just have some fun.
Yeah, yeah. I think people are getting it. I don't know. I can't see how people can take it the wrong way, so I don't really have a huge opinion about it.
Yeah. I guess when you're living with it, it doesn't matter one way or another. So, bizarre audience behavior.
Yeah. Last night there was this audience member with very long nails who felt that they had to scratch me from the beginning of the show, and
they got that close in Portland.
Yeah, just like grabbing me, scratchingly leaving marks on me, and continually wanting to scratch me at any opportunity. It was really strange.
I'm not, well, it takes all kinds, I suppose, but what are you listening to? What's on the bus? What's like really turning you on these days? What are you like really, is this stuff you're really excited about?
I am just obsessed with one beat right now. It's the song Yeah, Usher. I don't even give a crap about the lyrics, but that beat is amazing. I got the instrumental finally, and it's just so simple and so catchy, and it's like fantastic. I'm obsessed with it, and I'm obsessed with Milkshake.
What don't we know? What is it about you that, I mean, I'm sitting here and you and I are in a hotel room at the Phoenix Hotel, and I think a lot of people would say, oh God, you're going to interview Peaches and, you know, you better prepare because there's going to be all sorts of stuff. And we've been, what don't people know? What do you want them to, you know, opportunity to kind of tell people some things that are on your mind that you really kind of want them to know?
I don't know. There's it's not really much to tell, actually. I've really say it as it is, and I'm pretty well a direct person. A lot of people probably think I'm really evil or whatever. I don't know.
Evil? Why? I mean, Katie and I were talking about this on the way here, so I'm just going to say it because it's like really fair game. It's kind of like all you're doing is you are advancing and taking the next steps for a lot of people that have done, you know, rock and roll and electronica and all the mix of things that you do, and you're making music and you're having some fun with it and you're advancing some taboo subjects. So what?
Exactly. So what? So what? Why aren't I on Top 40?